This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. My name's Phil. I'm sat here with Jake and Sam, and we're going to be bringing you all the latest Leicester City fan news, views, gossip, transfers and more. So yes, welcome to our weekly podcast. We thought we'd have a little chat through some of the transfer news that has gone through. Obviously, Sam, let's start with you. We've made three transfers. Talk us through Patson Dakar. He looks the most exciting.
Yeah, well, we've been for the past few years, we needed a striker, and it's finally happened where we have signed a new striker, because the last proper one was probably Nacho, and he's only just started to look good this season through Vardy getting injured, really. So he's took his chance a bit on. So it's good to see that we've got now three solid strikers for next season that can rotate, especially when we've got more cup competitions and Europa League again this season.
Yeah, Jake, I was speaking with one of our little insiders at the football club the other day, and he said Patson Dakar already looks sensational. They think they've really signed a super striker, somebody who's going to bring in plenty of goals for Leicester. He's only 22 years old. But he looks pretty exciting from what we've seen on YouTube.
Yeah, he looks good from YouTube, and obviously it's good news to hear that he's been doing well in training. It'll be quite good to see in the pre-season games that will be coming up soon how he performs really on the pitch. We've seen him in his YouTube highlights, but it would be quite good to see how he performs in a Leicester kit.
Yeah, it's very different, isn't it, Sam, YouTube to the reality. But he's got 82 appearances in the last few seasons and scored 54 goals. I can't remember exactly how many he scored last season, but he got quite a lot, didn't he, for Salzburg?
I think it was almost a goal every game when it came to an averaged out. Because there's only a few teams in the Austrian league, and they're not the best. They're not Premier League quality, but we've seen it with players like Mahrez and Kante. They were playing for no bit clubs in the middle table of the second French league, and they both gone to be playing Champions League, winning Champions League, regular starts for Chelsea and Man City. So that seems to be our motto, is to sign these youngsters, make them good, and see through. We've definitely got a good team that knows how to hire these players, so I have every faith that once he puts Leicester on, he could be bagging in the goals that we need for next season.
I mean, I guess part of the question is going to be, is it going to be Jamie Vardy and Nacho, or Patson Dakar and Nacho, or Vardy? I guess we'll start that question with you, Jake. Is Jamie Vardy past it, or has he got one or two more seasons in him? How are we going to play with three strikers?
Well, I think they're all different players in different circumstances. I think that Patson Dakar will slowly edge his way in. I think, yes, he'll be a Jamie Vardy replacement in the future. I don't think Jamie Vardy's going to shy away from the team. I think Patson Dakar will learn a lot from Jamie Vardy playing with him in training, on the pitch and off the pitch. But I also think that, Dakar has just come into the squad and he's got so much that he needs to learn. I don't think he's going to be straight in the first team week in, week out. But also, Jamie Vardy now is coming, not to the end of his career, his whole footballing career, but it showed last season that he can't play all these games when we have FA Cup, League Cup, Europa League, the Premier League. He can't play week in, week out and perform to his 100%. So I think whether it will be rotation, whether it will be Jamie Vardy plays for 60 and then Daka comes on for the last 40 whilst Daka's still being pushed into the game, I don't know. But I definitely don't think that Jamie Vardy's going to be shied away from the Leicester City side anytime soon.
Well, do you think, Sam, do you think Vardy was fit or do you think he was not fit last season? I mean, he effectively was ending up playing as a winger. Was that to accommodate Nacho as a striker? What was going on there?
I think at the end of it, there was a lot of injuries last season. And when it comes to Vardy, at this moment in time, a lot of fans class Vardy as the go-to player for Leicester. He's the person you can rely on. So when we have him, it's like if we put him on the wing, we know he can. We've seen him run down the wing. He's got the pace and that.
Could he be a winger?
No. He couldn't be a winger. He's not a winger. He's a striker. For me, we've got three strikers, and with how we're playing, they're all rotation strikers now. There shouldn't be anyone that's more preferred over anyone else, because Nacho was doing well last season. To the end of it, he got a bit shaky again, but we'll see if he comes back. He needs good form. Like with any striker, with a goal comes confidence with them. So I think they'll all just be rotation players. They'll just be bouncing off each other, because when it comes to it, from the start of the season, and if we carry on in Europa League, we'll be playing two matches every week, week in, week out. So Vardy can't do 180 minutes every week. We saw it when he got injured and that. He couldn't come back. He couldn't do 90 minutes, really. He was struggling in that. So it would be hard for him to do 180 every week. So I think each of them will probably get a good game in, like over the 2 weeks we play two matches. Like the 1 week we play two matches. Everyone will get a good game in, because we just need to rotate players now. That's the model we're going for.
I mean, Jay, Iheanacho, he was on fire at the end of last season or the second half of the season, and which timed perfectly with Jamie Vardy being injured and then out on the wing. I'm still a bit dubious. Nacho looked very good while there was no fans in the ground, yet we went to the Wembley match and he suddenly looked back to the nervous, didn't really want to touch the ball, couldn't control it. Nacho, I do question and slightly worry what sort of player Nacho is going to be next season. I'm not quite sure I'm convinced. What do you feel?
I think he's very much a confidence player, and I think that when the fans aren't in the stadium, if he does make a bit of a mistake, you know, if something happens, you can sort of hear the crowd, you know, the ums and ahs, a bit of moaning when a player makes a bit of a mistake. And I think when there's no crowd there, Nacho's not got that, so he doesn't have that confidence knock. Whereas when fans were in the stadium and when we played in the FA Cup final against Chelsea, he did make a couple of mistakes and there was a bit of ums and ahs, and I think that gets to Nacho quite a bit, which you don't really want for a player that's going to be playing in front of 30 to 80,000 fans week in, week out. But I think it's just something that he needs to learn in his own game, really, and with fans potentially or more than likely going to be all back in the stadiums for the new season, I think that it's only something that time will tell. I think if he starts playing the first 4, 5, 6 games and with the fans in the stadium and he makes a couple of mistakes and doesn't let that pass, then you can definitely tell that it was the crowd that not being there that really kept his confidence going, because he didn't have that negativity behind him.
I think I asked Sam, is Jamie Vardy our winger for next season? I think he might be our winger for next season. I think as a short term, it keeps Vardy in the side, and it also, I thought he looked all right on the wing. He knows where to run. He's not going to cross the ball, but he did create quite a few assists. Sam, you definitely think he's not going to be a winger?
I think we shouldn't like bank on him. We shouldn't definitely go into the start of the season saying, right, Vardy, you'll be playing as a winger, because which side is he? When we see him playing left wing, but that's where Barnes is going to play. I think what we'll do is we'll set up with a normal defence in midfield, and the strikers they'll all be different, because we've got quite a lot of forwards, depending on how you want to play it. Now we've got Sumerian in the back. Do you play him with Ndidi, or is he an Ndidi rotation? So do you play two central defensive midfielders and less strikers or wingers, or do you play just Ndidi with a winger and a winger? We've got so many options now coming through the team. It's hard to say how we will set up, and when we get players like Justin back and when Ricardo's fully in back, because we saw him at the end of last season, what's his position? Winger, wing back? So do we need another winger if we've got Ricardo coming in and Barnes? Would they be both wingers, wing backs? Albrighton, if he stays at the club? I think with the thing, Vardy's a striker, and I think he was just covering for the end of last season because we didn't have that Barnes. We didn't really have anyone on the left side because Luke Thomas couldn't push up. We obviously don't have Chilwell anymore. Luke Thomas is more of a left back than more of a left wing back because he's young. He still needs to be introduced how to track back and track forward. Because we saw with Chilwell, he was very good at tracking forward, but he wasn't good at tracking back. So it's difficult to say where these players will play. But I think when the time comes, I think every player can perform. I think you just know Jamie Vardy's reliable, which is why we stuck him on the wing for the end of last season. But when Barnes comes back in, I think Vardy will come more into the striker position. And like I said, we've got three options there now, so it's hard to say if we'll play two strikers, one striker, all three of them at the same time.
Yeah, it's true, Jake, isn't it, what Sam's saying there about Harvey Barnes? We've sort of forgotten, because he's been out injured for a long time, we've forgotten what a player he was looking like. And again, it's almost like signing a £30-40 million player when he comes back into the team, potentially.
Yeah, obviously Harvey Barnes is a great player and was a great asset for us in the first half of last season until he got injured. But I think when he did get injured, it only showed that we were sort of missing that winger. For the fact that Jamie Vardy, near the end of the season, was playing on the wing, it's almost we need someone there who can sort of fill in that sort of gap. And I think that's what Leicester will be trying to do for the next season, is looking for a top-quality winger. Because we've tried it before, you know, Diabate and Gazelle, and they've not really performed to the standard I think that the club wanted them to perform. So I think now it's probably time, looking at Berardi, and that's a target that Leicester are looking at for the summer transfer window. I think you have to sort of get to a point where, okay, these 10 million potential bargain players are not working. So we have to splash the cash a bit. If we really need a player there, sort of splash the cash a bit on a player we sort of know is going to perform and know can do the job when needed, rather than a player that is a potential and potentially is almost a bit of a waste of money. Because when you look at Diabate and Gazelle, it's almost like they've not really done anything. They've gone out on loan and now it's looking like they're not going to be playing for us at all next season. So I think it gets to a point where with Leicester we now have to push to get a top quality winger to fill that gap. I'm not saying that Harvey Barnes will not play all the time, but you know, with different teams, with different scenarios, if you're playing one team, it could be a completely different setup to another team. We saw it where Mark O'Brien wasn't really fitting in, even though he's such a predominant player for Leicester and has been for many years. It sometimes just doesn't work out for him. And same with Harvey Barnes. Sometimes Harvey Barnes can look shadowed playing against some teams. So I think we really need a player that can sort of fill in that sort of gap that we're missing. So just so that Jamie Vardy doesn't have to play on the wing, because I don't think that's a position that he really shines the most. He played well, but I still think that we need a predominant winger who plays week in, week out as a winger and knows exactly what to do and fits in the squad.
Sam touched on Soumare as well, box-to-box midfielder, 22-year-old. Obviously, we signed him for about 20, 23 million, something like that, last week. Where is he going to fit in? Again, you've got Ndidi there, who is our sort of defensive midfielder. You've got Tielemans, who's got a bit more flair. Dennis Pratt is another box-to-box midfielder, I would class him as. So, you know, is this just strength in depth we're building for Europa League and FA Cup, League Cup, Premier League team?
I think we're going to sell one of the midfielders we own at the moment. Because we've got Mendy as well, as Ndidi and Choudhury, Kieran Drewsby-Hall as well, Tielemans. We've got so many midfield options at the moment. Pratt as well, forgot about him. Sumer's not going to want to come from winning League One to coming to Leicester to sit on the bench. He's going to want to come and play. That's what his idea is. So whether he gets into the team first, like straight away, is a different question. But I don't think we've signed him with the intention of keeping all of our midfielders. I think the likes of Choudhury might be on his way. Kieran Drewsby-Hall might be going. Maybe Pratt. All these players that are in or out a bit, they're all very good enough to play for another Premier League side week in, week out. We see that when they play. You see Pratt before he got injured. He would have been playing in Madison as well in the midfield. If all these players are like in and around the club, who's going to play and who's going to go? Who's going to want to sit on the bench for a whole season? Because you see Soumare, is he going to come in, replace Mendy? Is Mendy going? Is he going to come in and play alongside of Ndidi? It's hard to say, but I think he's come to the club to play, and I think he's definitely come for an upgrade. So I think he's going to try and push for the first team place. But my fear is that we might be selling a midfielder, if not a key one like Tielemans or Maddison might be going this season, because they're still in like Euros mode, not really in the selling things. Belgium did just get knocked out, so when Tielemans comes back into the club, is he going to talk about signing a new contract with us? Is he going Liverpool? Maddison, he's training, he's in off-season. Is he staying? Is he trying to train hard for us, or is he training to look for another club? All these youngsters like Chowdhury, is he going to go to a Newcastle club to get first team football? It's hard to say at the moment, so we just have to see what happens.
I did see some of Maddison's training in Spain. It looked rather entertaining, Jake, some of that. But do you think Maddison might leave Leicester, or who do you fear we may let go of?
I've got more fear of losing Tielemans than I do Maddison. I think that Arsenal are looking at signing Maddison. I don't think that would be a potential upgrade, in my opinion. I think it would be an upgrade in terms of Arsenal are a bigger club than Leicester City in terms of fan base and their global sort of awareness and fan base. But I think with Tielemans, I've got more fear of him leaving with the likes of Liverpool coming in. You know, Tielemans had a good time at the Euros. He did pretty well. Their team got pretty far. But yeah, I think if anyone's going to leave, it'll be Tielemans, I think. I don't think Maddison leaving would be the right move for him. I don't think that's the right track to get him into the England side, if that's really what he's pushing for and progress his career. I think that if the likes of Man United came in for Maddison, I'd be all fair play. You know, it's Man United. They're doing really well at the moment. He's got a better chance of getting in the England side, but Arsenal is just, I'm not thinking that's a good choice for him.
No, I think it's going to be an interesting one. Well, so far this week we've signed Patson Daka, and we've signed Sumeri and Ryan Bertrand. It's going to be an interesting one to see who stays, who goes, who else we sign. So thanks for listening to this Leicester Fan TV podcast. Thanks for all our partners. Join us on the next show with more Leicester City fan chat.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Beat Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.